August primary ballots went into the mail Wednesday, and King County officials say they hope to increase participation by installing dozens of new ballot drop boxes for this election. KUOW's law and politics reporter Amy Radel has more.
Amanda Clark is the president of the League of Women Voters for Seattle-King County. She says Washington State's vote-by-mail approach was supposed to increase voter turnout, but that hasn't always been the case. So now King County is installing more drop boxes to let people deliver their ballots for free right up through Election Day. Clark calls having 43 drop boxes for the general election a huge step forward. Laura Flores-Cantrell co-chaired Seattle's Immigrant Voting Task Force. She joined county officials to unveil the new ballot drop box outside the library in Seattle's Lake City neighborhood. It's one of the poorest and most diverse census tracts in Seattle. Cantrell says her group found that putting drop boxes in these neighborhoods will reduce barriers for new voters who live there.
It also recommended libraries that already serve as natural community gathering places in our neighborhoods be used as placement sites for the drop boxes. And it is exciting to see that over half of the drop boxes will be placed at libraries like this one.
There are 29 drop boxes ready to go for the August 2nd primary, up from 10 in years past. They're intended to make it easier for voters in geographically isolated or underserved areas. King County Elections Director Julie Wise says every voter should have their primary ballot in the next week, and there's a lot to consider. U.S. Congress, governor, lieutenant governor.
And many, many state House and Senate races, just to name a few. It's a really long ballot, so get started now.
In the primary, Seattle voters will see an initiative to build an elevated park along the waterfront using part of the Alaskan Way Viaduct. They'll also decide whether to nearly double the existing levy for affordable housing. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.